the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
We've reached the week of the Cold Bowl. It's Emory and Carbon going down this Friday here on KOAL. Live coverage is going to begin at 6 p.m. We'll get rolling with kickoff at 7. And in the days leading up, we're going to talk a lot about this contest, including today. We're going to be joined by Coach Josh Huntsman, who right now is joining us over the telephone. Carbon coming off of a loss 33-20 to Union. Emory on the flip side falling 35-33 to Judge Memorial. Coach, a pleasure to get you on today to start breaking down Friday's matchup. Thank you again for the time.
I appreciate you for calling me. Thanks.
Definitely, Coach. We always look forward to talking some Carbonite football, and we'll dive right into it, Coach. Game one, I guess we could say, of region play is now in the books. Unfortunately for the Dinos, you guys come out on the short end of the stick, 33-20 to Union, a game that was a lot closer than the final score would indicate. If anybody has watched this game, you guys had the ball in the final play. Potentially had an opportunity to tie the game. Unfortunately, it resulted into a pick six. All in all, how would you assess the way your kids played?
Yeah, I thought our kids played extremely hard. They were, you know, they were in the ball game from beginning to end, and you know, we did a lot of good things. We just didn't get the W.
You know, looking at this game, one of the things that stands out to me, and again, it's a testament to just how close you guys really are, you found a way to shorten the game. I mean, it was tied 13-13 at halftime.
Yeah, you know, we went hurry up offense with them and tried to make them just as tired as our boys were, and so it, you know, it definitely paid off for us at the end of the ball game where, you know, we had an opportunity to put ourselves in a position to win it. Just fell up a little short.
As far as the offense goes, tit for tat, you mentioned last week you wanted to play them tit for tat. This is a team that's going to speed up the game. They want to try to outscore opponents. That's what Union has done so far. Were you happy with the way the offense performed, I guess, in comparison to what you knew Union was going to bring to the table?
You know, I definitely was pleased with what we did. You know, there were multiple times where they were sprinting guys onto the field when we were getting ready to go, and so it boded well. It kept them off balance. They weren't able to do the things that they wanted to do defensively because of the hurry up tempo.
One of the statistics that stands out to me, Coach, and it's very difficult to win. I know in a short high school game where you're only playing 12-minute quarters to begin with, turnovers. And Noah did have 3 interceptions in this contest. I mean, is that kind of the difference in the ball game, turnovers for Carbon compared to Union?
You know, I think turnovers and penalties. There was a couple opportunities that Union had to get into the end zone where they had penalties bring it back as well. And so, you know, our kids played tough, but yeah, penalties will hurt you. And I mean, I probably went for it a few too many times on fourth down, but that, you know, it's just the game you play. It happens on every given Friday night.
Is there anything that you've noticed, Coach, that you guys you can do to trim down those turnovers? I mean, again, I have not been able to watch the game yet from Friday. However, there's sometimes turnovers, freakish incidents just happen, and there's really nothing you can do about it. Is it a case of maybe bad decision-making, not being in the right spot, miscommunication, between quarterback, receiver? I mean, what's the cause for the turnovers?
We telegraphed a couple of passes. You know, the two turnovers that we had were ones where we were on a sprint out and he eyed the receiver the entire sprint out and just kind of threw it in a direction and the defender made a play on it and that happened.
It's obviously something that comes with time under center, right?
Definitely does. You know, just more reps, more repetition this week. If we can continue to run the stuff that we've been running and continue to rep it, I think he'll have more confidence in that his receivers will be there when they're expected to be there.
One of the first things I did look at in the box score, Coach, was the amount of touches for Nate Olson, carries out of the backfield. He had 10, and I know every week we talk about this, getting Nate to a certain level of touches, a certain level of carries. It's going to be comfortable for him, for the rest of the team. Between Ashton and Colin Lewis, they combined for 10. Is that good enough parity, I guess, out of the backfield? You know, 10 carries, a couple of other players compared to 22 for Nate?
Well, you know, they definitely had a spy on Nate, and so they had two players that were coming to him automatically. So as soon as he touched the ball, he was swarmed, and we knew that that was going to happen. So we tried to disguise some of the runs that we gave to him, but we were also trying to get other guys involved. And so, you know, Nate definitely did a good job for us running the ball. and Ashton and Colin both, you know, had really decent touches. Every time those two touched the ball, they were anywhere between 5 and 10 yard runs. And so, you know, if we can get Nate a few more touches during the game and actually spread it out a little bit more with our passing game, I think he can be a dynamic player for us in this football game this Friday.
Now that we are in region play, I mean, again, this is something Nate's going to see every week. He's going to see teams preparing for him. He's going to see spies. What does he do mentally and physically to prepare himself for Friday, knowing that he is the main focus of any game plan that comes in against you guys?
You know, Nate knows his role, and he knows that he's going to get the touches, but he also knows that he does a fantastic job as a decoy. And so he's worked really hard. You know, he worked really hard last night to make sure that his fakes into the line of scrimmage were tough and make sure that he at least drew two players to him. And so, you know, those are things that he can do to help us to open up our passing game and to open up, you know, our other running backs at running the football as well.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dino football team. Coach, this brings us to a highly important game on Friday, the Cole Bowl. I mean, it's Emory and Carbon. Everyone from both communities really get up for this game. A long-running tradition. It is a cross, you know, a rivalry between the two counties. But with that being said, looking at the bigger picture here, the winner of this game realistically has a chance to play host to a first-round playoff contest, which is huge. And again, whoever gets this win, it kind of puts them on the fast track to grabbing that.
You know, that's definitely far more important than the rivalry itself, is actually getting yourself in a position to host a playoff game. We would love to be in that position, so we're going to do, you know, whatever we can to put ourselves in the best position to win this football game so that we can have that opportunity at the end of the season. You know, even again, that's just far more important than a rivalry football game. It's positioning for the end of the season.
While the meaning of this game has a little bit more than the rivalry contest, do you notice a difference in your kids going into a week like this, going up against Emory?
Well, our kids are excited. They're definitely excited to play in this football game. You know, there's a lot of preparation going on here at the school for the game. There's, you know, things going on like that. And so, you know, if you can't get up for a football game like this, you don't deserve to play football.
Your opposition in this week, it's going to be Emory, a team that I believe has played their best game of the season this past week against Judge Memorial. They have a couple of weapons offensively. Obviously, Rance Jensen goes over the 200-yard barrier this past week. They have Easton Gordon. They have a first-year quarterback in Kyson Stilson. Offensively, what stands out to you with this Emory team?
You know, they do run the ball well, and he's been fairly accurate with his passes. We definitely have to stop the run game. If we can stop the run game and force them into throwing the football, we think we have a better chance at victory. And so, you know, our biggest key is to be able to stop that run and keep them, you know, at least contain the run, keep him from the 200-yard mark, keep him from the 150 mark. If we can keep him down around 100, we think that we have a great shot at this football game.
This matchup is so interesting to me, considering the new classification. 2.5A, I think that I've heard that term used several times, and that's kind of what this game represents, in my opinion. You guys had it with Union. Again, that's 2.5A football, and it's kind of the same thing here with Emory. We're talking about schools where I view are on the same level playing field as far as participation, as far as tradition, as far as what they bring to the table. Union and Emory are very comparable programs to Carbon.
Definitely. And, you know, the interesting thing about Union is Union, with that victory over us, they slipped into the 5 position, you know, within the region, within the conference itself. So within the 3A, they're sitting right at number 5. And so, you know, they're definitely a good football team. Emory, very comparable to what Union does. We've seen a lot of the same pass patterns run. We've seen a lot of the same formations. And so, you know, it's just football. And if we can go out and if we can be successful at the things that we do well, we're going to put ourselves in a position to win that football game.
Defensively, Emory gets a little difficult from time to time, at least to some of the other coaches that I have talked to. A 5-2 is a little bit different, Coach, than what you see on most occasions. Obviously, that's designed to stop the run, which is something that you guys do very well.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, we've looked at some pass combinations that we think will be effective against the run. We're hoping to be a little bit more balanced this week again, being able to throw the football a little bit and being able to spread them out. You know, if we can get them out of that 5-man set, we're going to be a lot better off.
This is your third year coaching against Emory, Coach. Is there really that much difference for you as a coach when you go up against Emory compared to the other squads? And I'm not talking about the game itself. I'm talking about the atmosphere, the crowd, the kids, you know, the student bodies. Can you really tell that much of a difference?
You know, it definitely is a rivalry game. It's not quite like some of the rivalries that I've, you know, been a part of. You know, I had an opportunity to coach in the Emotion Bowl, which drew in 10,000 people. But this is definitely one of those games where you know, it's fun to watch. It's a fun game to be a part of. You know, as long as things stay hospitable and everyone does their part and everyone, you know, stays within the rules of football, you know, it's a fantastic game. But, you know, there's been times where it's gotten away from the rules of football and it's gotten ugly. And so we bring that back into a civil relationship and a civil rivalry. You know, it's a fantastic rivalry.
I know in basketball, kind of the rule of thumb, especially in a rivalry contest, is you're down 10-0 when you take the court. That goes, I think, across the board, professional to college to high school. I've talked to several coaches, and they said that. Does that kind of carry over to football? I mean, do you believe in that?
You know, it all depends on who receives the kick. You know, if we have an opportunity to receive a kick and you gain great yards on the first kickoff, you know, that could set the tone for the entire game. And if you allow them to run one back, that sets the tone for the game as well. And so, you know, it does have a little bit of carryover, but not as much as some of the other sports.
Well, that being said, Coach, what are some of the things that you guys prepare for here over the next 3 days to make sure you have a successful outing on Friday?
Well, we definitely make sure that we're in shape because we want to go a little more up-tempo like we have been. And so we're definitely going to continue to condition our boys, continue to make sure that we do some tackling drills in practice. We've got to get our boys tackling a little bit better. But I think, you know, if we do those two things, we're going to have a successful night.
I think that's what interests me so much about this game, because offensively, you guys want to do two different things. Emory's not a strike-quick offense. This is a team that wants to use ball control. An ideal drive for Emory is taking up 6-7 minutes out of the clock, but you want to go up-tempo. So, I mean, whoever can get the other team, I guess, to play their game actually takes a big advantage.
Oh, it definitely does. And so if we can get them playing in the style of football that we want them to play in, we feel like we have an advantage. But if we have to, you know, if the game gets slowed down, we feel like, you know, it kind of hurts our chances a little bit more than it helps us.
Coach, it is always fun to talk with you and to talk some Carbon High football. I definitely appreciate the time, and we'll see you at the game on Friday.
All right, definitely. I appreciate you calling me. Thanks.
Absolutely, Coach. We've got a break for just a moment. We'll have more coverage on the Carbon Emory football game in the coming days. It's Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.